Hello, I'm Will Shires and this is Talking Trucks. In this episode, I'll be chatting with Jamie Fretwell from Daimler Trucks about the new Fuso eCanter, which makes its UK preview at Road Transport Expo. The interview was recorded in Portugal, where all of the European Fusos are built. If you're enjoying the podcast and want to stay abreast of everything that's going on in this industry, then why not subscribe to Commercial Motor Magazine weekly? For great deals, head over to www.com-mot.com. That's www.com-mot.com. Jamie, welcome back to Talking Trucks. You're our first victim to come on here twice. Now, last time you were wearing your Mercedes-Benz Trucks cap, but today it's Fuso, isn't it?
Yeah, so the other one of our Daimler truck brands that we offer in the UK, Mercedes-Benz and Fuso. And today we're sat here in a slightly smaller truck than the last one we were in, but our light-duty Fuso eCanter.
Yeah, and it is quite small as well, rather cozy, but we'll get on to that in a minute. So this exact truck is coming to Road Transport Expo, isn't it?
Yep, so we're having it brought across specially to make its UK show debut at Road Transport Expo.
Now, we're actually recording this in Portugal. We're at a test track. We've already had a factory tour, and we've seen them coming off the line. They come off the same line as the diesel canner, don't they?
Correct, yeah. So they're absolutely the same layout as next generation canter.
Right, now we've just had some press conferences and I've learnt that unlike the previous eCanter, there was only one of those. There's 42 different versions of this. How many of those are coming to the UK and what are we missing out on?
So we're going to offer 38 variants in the UK. Basically the options will start at 4.25 ton with a range of wheelbases. And then the version that we won't offer in the UK will be the 6 ton, because that's primarily been quite low take up for our market. But 7.5 ton, which was the same weight range that we offered the first generation eCanter, and also 8.5 ton. But the main differences are the wheelbases, whereby we'll offer two for the smaller range. Basically, the wheelbases determine the battery options that you get.
Got you. And on the subject of batteries, what kind of batteries are these?
So these are lithium iron phosphate or LFP batteries, which are lighter than people would expect, but still heavier than your NMC batteries. But they strike the right balance for us between durability and charging speed.
Of course, one of the big advantages are that they don't have any magnesium or cobalt, do they?
Correct. So a lot of precious minerals and items that have historically had difficulty getting hold of. We just focus on having lithium ion, so the same as in the mobile phone battery, for example.
Yeah. So you're ticking the environmental box on this one.
Absolutely.
Now, do the rest of the Mercedes-Benz truck electric vehicle family use the same batteries?
Yeah, so we're now all part of the Daimler Truck, Deutsche Acumotive batteries, and looking ahead to second generation as well, when we'll switch to in this eCanter and second generation of Mercedes-Benz truck products. They will be provided by CATL, so lots of economies of scale and synergies across the business there. So this one's got two batteries in it, which, as I said, the three options we have are small, medium and large, so S battery, M battery or L battery. And that's when I then said about the wheelbases. So S size battery means you can have two wheelbases from 2.5 metres or 2.8. If you have an M size battery, obviously we need to have a slightly longer wheelbase for those two battery packs to sit in. So that goes from 3.4 metres to 4.75. And then we also offer the batteries with three batteries. So that's wheelbases of 4.4 and 4.75 metres.
So how does the range vary between one, two and three batteries?
So one battery pack is 41.3 kilowatt hours of installed capacity. And in the 4.25 ton, we claim that to get a range of 70 kilometres. If you go up to an M battery, so 82.6 kilowatt hours installed capacity, then your range is round about 140 kilometres. And then the L battery pack, so three of them, 123.9 kilowatt hours of installed capacity. That's where we're looking for a range of around 200 kilometers. Now, those figures that we quote are based on 6-year-old batteries, so partially degraded.
Okay.
And also with 50% payload in the back. So we'd much rather have customers come to us and say, oh, you said my truck would only get 100 kilometers and actually I've got 120 out of it, rather than the other way saying, yeah, you're going to get 120 out of this, and then they come back disappointed. So,
okay. And how long do they take to charge?
So the S battery, we offer both AC and DC charging. So for one battery, S battery, we offer a maximum of 11 kilowatts on AC. So that's about 4 hours, 4.25 hours on an 11 kilowatt charger. If you were to go to DC charging that one battery pack, it can accept a maximum current of 70 kilowatt, and that will then recharge to 24 minutes. So the AC charging times I quote are always 0 to 100%, whereas DC charging we quote 20 to 80%. So 4 hours from flat to full on AC, 24 minutes from 20 to 80% on DC. When we have two or three batteries, so M and L batteries, we can actually accept 22 kilowatt AC charging. Again, 4 hours, well, it's just shy of 5 hours actually on the M battery, so 4 hours, 54 minutes, and 6 hours on the L battery. Whereas the DC charging rate, the maximum speed goes up, so you can actually recharge it at 104 kilowatts peak power. That is 26 minutes on the M battery from 20 to 80%, or 39 minutes from 20 to 80% with an L battery. So really aiming for that half an hour, 45 minute driver break to recharge the vehicle to a usable range of 140 or more than 150 kilometres of range, depending on whether you're M or L battery.
Now, I'm assuming your sales guys work with potential customers to spec the trucks exactly right. So, you know, I mean, is there an app? Is there a tool? How does that work?
Yeah, so we've got an eTruck Ready application, which customers can plot their routes into, look at when they start full, where they go to load, where they could potentially recharge. A lot of these we see operating on return to base operations, but given the fact that the size of the vehicle does make it a lot easier to charge if you needed to at a destination. So AC charging is obviously prevalent among car parks and people's driveways, for example. So small to medium businesses that might already have AC charging installed for company cars or even their company vans, it can use that. Likewise, when you've got a 2.5 meter wheelbase truck, you can quite easily park it in a public charging facility, so motorway service areas where you've got rapid charge as well.
Okay, talk us through the rest of the driveline. What motor has it got, and what's the equivalent HP?
Okay, so in the 4.25 ton that we offer, we've got a motor with about 110 kilowatts peak power, so that's equivalent to 145 horsepower. Now, the conventional diesel canter at 3.5 ton is offered with a 150 horsepower engine, so this very, very similar. At 7.5 ton and 8.5 ton, we have a peak power of 129 kilowatts from the motor, so that's 173 horsepower, so again, equivalent to that 180 horsepower that you'll see in the conventional diesel canter. The way that's delivered, though, is quite different. Obviously, we have electric, so we have a total lack of lag or any kind of
instant torque, instant power. Yeah,
correct. And crucially, the way we've been able to achieve that is rather than having a motor with a prop shaft running down the center of the truck to split the power out of the rear axle, we have our lovely integrated e-axle, so two motors integrated into the rear axle. What that means for us is it's a lot better on packaging. We can have the batteries running the entire width of the chassis, so either one, two, or three batteries. They don't have to be dotted around the frame, nice and low, but also we can then have the wheels turning the exact same way as the motor, so there's no efficiency losses or mechanical losses from splitting the power out at a diff or anything like that. That then gets us a much more efficient driveline, as well as one that's smoother and nicer to drive as well. So,
okay. Now, I've just been for a drive in this, and I've got to admit,
it is a lot of fun. It's quick. Now, you reckon the ride is better than the old one, don't you? But it's still a bit choppy, and I'm pretty sure I lost a filling on that speed bump back there.
I'm pretty sure that the ride is going to be vastly improved. At the moment, we're on Leyden, and the vast majority of the time, these vehicles will have a load in the back axle, exactly the same as a pickup truck. When it's loaded, it rides a lot better.
Now, it's more comfortable in here than I was expecting. It really is. And it was easy enough to find my driving position. The steering wheel is fully adjustable. But there's only two of us in here. There's three seats. I can imagine that being rather hellish with three people in it.
It's this is what we refer to as our S cab or our standard cab. So it is 1.7 metres wide, which is about the same width as a smart car.
Yeah, the three people are pressed in a smart car.
Exactly. So if you do want more room for it, then we offer a comfort cab, which is 2 metres wide. Advantage of that, again, you can still have three seats. But for this vehicle as well, what we're looking at offering for the driver is as much comfort in as small a package as possible. So from an interior perspective, we've got a nice new digital instrument cluster. We've got the smart key, so keyless go, electronic parking brakes, heated steering wheel.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. So the Encantors aren't exactly renowned for being highly spec, yet this has got a heated steering wheel, heated windscreen, and heated seats.
Absolutely. So admittedly, we don't need them today in Portugal, but the advantage to those is they actually increase the efficiency by up to 20%. So front windscreen heater, driver seat heating, steering wheel heating, all of those, if you had them switched on, you're using about 0.6 kilowatt hours of capacity. Obviously, if you whack the blowers on full and you're trying to heat the cab using the HVAC system, you're actually going to be using about 6 kilowatt hours of battery capacity. So depending on the period of time that you're trying to warm up the cabin for, you're much better to have the heat coming through the steering wheel and heating your backside than you are trying to heat the vehicle.
Got you. So presumably in the driver training, the handover, this is taught, you know, you're encouraged not to put the heater on and you use these instead.
Absolutely. And I think to go back to your point about the comfort in here, you know, it's a lot sturdier than I think people have historically thought the Canter is. We've got the nice soft touch steering wheel, but we've also been able to reduce the noise a lot. Obviously, we've got rid of the combustion engine motor, so that helps reduce noise and combustion. But we're looking at interior noise being twice as silent at various different speeds. So if you're sitting along at 80 kilometres an hour, you normally got about 70 decibels of interior noise. In this Encantor, we're looking at 67, 68. So those 2 decibels make a lot of difference. And it also makes a lot of difference to the customers that you're delivering to as well, because pass-by noise, if you're just cruising through a town at 50 kilometres an hour, diesel Encantor's about 73, 74 decibels exterior pass-by noise. We're looking at being 4 times more silent because we're only at 67, 68. So it does make a wealth of difference to a driver to have that nicer driving experience and not have the din and not have the comfort, as we were saying.
So on the subject of noise then, is there going to be a white noise added? Because these are going to be used predominantly in town centres, and I can see people walking out in front of them.
Correct, yeah. So we'll meet the regulation that requires us to have a little speaker under the front that is emitting a noise, effectively a low whir for vulnerable road users to be aware that we're here.
And pigeons.
And pigeons indeed. But what we've tried to do is keep the vehicle as close to operation as a conventional Canter for the customer base. So really, we've got 2 different types of customer for this vehicle. We've got the ones who are electric curious, or maybe they've been operating the first generation Encantor, and then we've also got, because of that range of now offering in 38 different variants, allowing our customers of the diesel Canter, giving them an equivalent electric option. It is going to be a case of training, as you say, about reminding drivers this is how you drive an electric vehicle to maximise, as we said, turning off the heating and putting on the heated steering wheel. But likewise, we've got regenerative braking. Diesel truck drivers are used to using a 3 or 4 stage engine brake. We've got the different driving modes, so B0 for when you're just coasting along, B1 is braking power that's equivalent to engine braking in a diesel canter. And our default setting is B2, which is braking power that's equivalent to using the exhaust brake, so about 50 kilowatts of power. And of course, B3 is the one that when you pulled that out on the track, you almost got thrown through the windscreen.
Yeah, that was powerful. And I'm assuming in B2 and B3, the brake lights come on when you implement it, yeah?
Correct, yes, yeah. They do indeed. So warning the other road users that you are coming to a stop, or rather coming down to 4 kilometres an hour. But that one pedal driving we found is massive, massive improvement for drivers' well-being. They're getting out of drives less stressed, and of course it has mechanical benefits as well. You're not having as much wear and tear on the physical brakes.
I can appreciate that. Driving this, like I said, it's been a lot of fun. It's also very relaxing, but I would like to have a go on UK public roads. That would be interesting.
Well, we're bringing it to RTX. It'll be static exhibit on our inside stand. But on the outside ride and drive, we're going to have 2 electric vehicles of our own. So we'll be bringing a first generation Fuso eCanter, just because we've got one that's bodied and is able to be driven. And then we'll also have a, to represent the other end of the Daimler truck family, the Mercedes-Benz eActros on the ride and drive as well. So Excellent. There's plenty of opportunity for you to come and drive some of our electric truck products on the roads in the UK.
Good stuff. And this is actually on sale now, isn't it? And unlike the previous one, which could only be leased, these can be purchased outright?
Correct. So we offer this with the full suite of the Daimler Truck Financial Services products. So everything from lease purchase to hire purchase, contract hire, you name it, really. Again, however our customers purchase their diesel canters is how they can now choose to purchase the eCanter.
Excellent. Thank you, Jamie. So if you want to come and see this truck for yourself, head to Stoneleigh on the 28th to the 30th of June for Road Transport Expo. Thank you.
Cheers, Will.